God's grace and his peace to you from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. We have just heard about the crucifixion account of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Not to take anything away from Good Friday, in which the Church celebrates this crucifixion account, which will occur in about 16 days. But as Christians, we need to realize that every day we need to cherish and remember the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. So, why should Christians cherish this gruesome account? Because it is our salvation. It is our identity. Remembering Christ Jesus crucified serves as a reminder that salvation is rooted in the sacrificial act of Jesus on the cross. This understanding shapes who we are and what we do. However, our sinful nature doesn't want us to stay here remembering the crucifixion of our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. And like the very people present at the crucifixion, our sinful nature wants to mock Jesus. So let's get into this mockery as we just heard it in our gospel reading for today. From the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27, verse 42. In reference to Jesus, he saved others. He cannot save himself. He is the King of Israel. Let him come down now from the cross, and we will believe in him. So notice the mockery. Notice the sarcasm. What was the crowd really wanting? They were wanting another sign. Apparently, the previous miracles were not enough. Jesus did many miracles, more than what was recorded in the scripture. You see, the sinful nature wants gratification, another sign, and even another sign. The crowd wanted Jesus to save himself, come down from the cross. Yes, our sinful nature wants excitement, only to be entertained. And our sinful nature is never satisfied. But what about the person? The person who is being misguided by the sinful nature. The sinful nature doesn't care about you, but Jesus does care about you. So Jesus rejects the sinful nature, the desire, the elaborate signs that the sinful nature seeks. Instead, Jesus remains on the cross. And in doing so, Jesus is crucified. And then defeats sin, death, and the devil. Remember, Jesus previously in the Gospel of Matthew stated in Matthew chapter 12, verse 38 through 40, "Then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered him, saying, 'Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you.' But Jesus answered them, 'An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it, except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be 3 days and nights in the heart of the earth.'" So Jesus makes this beautiful correlation about his death, his resurrection, going back and naming it as the sign of Jonah. So how do we answer our sinful nature? Again, we follow what Jesus did. He returned to Holy Scriptures. He returned to the promises that he was going to fulfill. So we also return to Scripture, because the purpose of Scripture isn't about how many miraculous signs Jesus did, but the purposes of Scripture is to show us and point us to Jesus as the fulfillment of these promises and our Savior. So some of the prophecies, let's start with the word gall from Matthew chapter 27, verse 34. They offered Jesus wine to drink, mixed with gall, but when he tasted it, he would not drink it. This is a beautiful fulfillment of Lamentations chapter 3, verse 19. "Remember my afflictions and my wanderings, the wormwood, and the gall. Notice how the author here in Lamentation makes that beautiful connection of the afflictions like the cross along with the gall. But that isn't the only prophecy. The idea that Jesus was numbered with the transgressors, as Matthew noted, on his left and his right, two thieves. Well, let's go back to the prophet Isaiah chapter 53, verse 12. Therefore, I will divide him a portion with the many, and he will divide the spoil with the strong, because he poured out his soul to death and was numbered with the transgressors. Yet he bore the sin of many and makes intercessions for the transgressors. So here you have it. Again, Christ pouring out his soul to death, being numbered with the transgressors, the thieves on the cross, one on the left, one on the right, all for the purpose of the forgiveness of sins. Another passage from the Old Testament, the dividing of the garments, the casting of the lots, that comes from Psalm 22, verse 18. They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Even the mockery was picked up in this psalm, verse 7. All who see me mock me. They make their mouths at me. They wag their heads. And again, the same psalm. You get the idea that as the crowd said, you know, if God wants to deliver him, let him deliver him. Well, notice what Psalm 22, verse 8 says. He trusts in the Lord. Let him deliver him. Let him rescue him, for he delights in him. The mockery was prophesied, but Jesus would not give in to the mockery of our sinful nature. Instead, Jesus would focus on these prophecies being fulfilled and would stay on the cross to defeat sin, death, and the devil and save humanity from their own sinful nature. However, the sinful nature still mocks today. As we celebrate the Lord's Supper, the sinful nature mocks and thinks it's only bread and wine. But remembering Scripture, remembering what Jesus himself said, this is my body, this is my blood, the sinful nature asks the question, how can this be? But the Word of God just says it is. So let's just pick this up from Matthew chapter 26, 26 through 28. Now as they were eating, Jesus took bread, and after blessing it, broke it, and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, drink of it, all of you, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. But remember, our sinful nature doesn't want you to have the forgiveness of sins. And so our sinful nature continues to mock our Lord at his crucifixion, and even today, during the Lord's Supper, trying to convince you, you don't need it, especially you don't need it today. You could be doing other things. But the fact that you are here right now shows that you are putting down the impulses and mockery of the sinful nature to be at a place where God's promises are read and proclaimed. And to receive again what God promises. This is my body. This is my blood, given and shed for you, for the forgiveness of your sin. So we continue to put our faith and trust in what Christ has accomplished for us. We continue to proclaim Christ as him being crucified. For we are indeed blessed as we believe that all the promises of the Bible are completely fulfilled in Jesus Christ, and that Jesus gives of himself so that we may be free from our human sinful nature. And as we heard in the other psalm reading for today from Psalm chapter 118, verse 21 through 23, I thank you that you have answered me and have become my salvation. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. Yes, it is the Lord's doing. Christ crucified. It is marvelous in our eyes. May the church continue to proclaim this beautiful message. And may we continue to receive this beautiful message through bread and wine, the very body and blood of Christ, given and shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. In the holy name of Jesus, amen. And the peace of God, which surpasses all our understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.